local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And this is our monthly update from the Department of Veterans Affairs, Eastern Kansas. And we're pleased to have with us Jackie Mankin, who is the VA Eastern Kansas Health Promotion Director, with us this morning. Jackie, how are you?
I'm great this morning. Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here. We wanted to let our Emporia area veterans know about a flu shot clinic that we're going to be hosting coming up, and also talk about some other ways that our enrolled veterans can get a free annual flu shot this year.
Well, let's talk about the clinic. Where and when is that going to be?
Great. Okay. We're going to be hosting the clinic at the Emporia American Legion. That's at 2921 West 12th Avenue. And it's going to be on Tuesday afternoon, October 15th, from 1 to 5 o'clock. So in order to get a flu shot through the VA, veterans need to be enrolled in VA health care. They need to bring their VA ID card and wear clothing that allows our nurses to be able to reach their upper arms. Now, I want to say that our nurses really enjoy coming there to do this flu shot clinic in Emporia. So we really are hoping to see our veterans come out and get their annual flu shot. So again, that's on Tuesday, October 15th from 1 to 5.
Good deal. Is there anything else that veterans really need to bring aside from themselves and, either a rollable shirt or a short sleeve shirt?
That's it. That's all they need to bring. We just want them to come out and get their flu shot. It's a chance to visit with our VA nurses, which is always kind of nice to have a little extra time, and just bring yourself and your VA ID card. Now, we have some other ways that veterans can get a free flu shot this year, that is enrolled veterans. But I want to say a quick word about the COVID vaccines first. The new COVID vaccine is coming out, and we've had a lot of questions about that. So we will not be able to be giving the COVID vaccine at the Emporia Clinic or at any of our flu shot drive-through or special outreach events this year. We don't have the vaccine yet, but we're projecting that we're going to be receiving it on or after October the 14th. So any veterans who are interested in getting the new COVID vaccine, we would just encourage you to contact your team on or after October the 14th, okay? Now, we do have some other options that make it really easy and convenient for our enrolled veterans to get a flu shot. And the VA currently has some drive-through clinics going on at both our Topeka and Leavenworth campuses. And they're from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekdays, running through November the 1st. And we also have some select extended evening hours available. Now, veterans can also, of course, get a flu shot if they have a scheduled appointment coming up with their provider at any Eastern Kansas location. And those are available at all primary care, behavioral health, and specialty clinics. Now, we have a lot of community-based outreach clinics in different areas. And those clinics are also hosting some extended hour flu shot clinics, evenings, to make it convenient for folks who work to be able to come in and get a flu shot. The dates, times, and locations of all of our flu events are on our VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare Internet site. So there's one more way, veterans, if you can't make it into the local VA, veterans can also get a flu shot, no cost, through the VA's Community Care Network. And flu shots basically are available at any in-network pharmacy or urgent care clinic that contracts with the VA through the Community Care Network. And the nice thing about that is if you go in, you can also get a COVID vaccine at the same time. That is, if they have the COVID vaccine available. So to be eligible for that, veterans need to have received care either from a VA provider or from a VA-referred community provider within the last 24 months.
Okay.
And again, they need to take their VA ID card. They also need to take the VA's billing information, and that is located, again, on our VA Eastern Kansas website, along with all of the flu information. They can just take a snapshot of it and have it available on their phone. And our flu information on the website is under programs, and then it's under flu programs. So we have lots of really great ways to get a flu shot, and trying to make it as easy and accessible as we can for our veterans.
Now, Jackie, the flu shot's available here in Emporia October 15th from 1 until 5. Now, will this also include the high-dose flu shots? What are we looking at there?
Yes, we'll have both the high-dose flu shot and the standard dose. And the high-dose flu shot is recommended for veterans age 65 and over. And we will have that available.
Jackie, do you also, as a veteran, do you need to register for these flu shot clinics, whether the one in Emporia or the drive-thrus, or can you just simply show up and you're good?
Just simply show up. And, you know, I might say that the drive-thru clinics that we have at our Topeka and Leavenworth VAs, veterans just love those. You don't have to get out of your car. You just drive through. It takes about 5 minutes. It's so convenient. And you know, the CDC recommends that folks get their flu shot before October 31st of every year. And I want to throw in, last year, the flu, complications of the flu, contributed to around 100,000 deaths. And a lot of our veterans have chronic health conditions. Getting your annual flu shot is the very best protection we can have against the flu. So we just really encourage all of our veterans to jot down, look at our website, and take advantage of whatever opportunity is the most convenient for you.
That was going to be a question I was going to ask here is, you know, with veterans, whether they serve stateside or overseas, and some of them, you know, dealing with a lot of health issues, either related directly to their service or just basically, you know, more what I think a lot of civilians would call regular health issues. How well received are the flu shots, and how much traffic in general terms do you wind up getting for the flu shots and now the COVID shot opportunities that you provide?
Really, as far as being well-received, again, you know, veterans with chronic health issues are going to be more at risk for complications from the flu. We really have not had any adverse reactions reported to the flu shot at all. Very rare. Would anyone have an anaphylactic reaction or any sort of reaction other than just some mild soreness of the arm? So the advantages far outweigh any risks associated. And gosh, I know at our Topeka drive-thru, the first few weeks we typically give 100 or more flu shots a day. That's just at our Topeka drive-through alone, which I'm stationed in Topeka, and haven't really tallied the averages that we have at other clinics, but veterans really have given a lot of positive feedback about some of the flexible hours that we've tried to provide. So that's all been really well received. And
outstanding. Well, Jackie, let's go ahead and really quickly let's reset what's going to be taking place here in Emporia, officially 2 weeks away, and then also the opportunities that you have here across the VA Eastern Kansas system.
Okay, so again, we hope to see our Emporia area veterans come on out to the Emporia American Legion on 2921 West 12th Avenue. on Tuesday, October 15th from 1 to 5. We would love to see you. Sit down and visit with our nurses for a little bit and get your free annual flu shot. Also, check out our website for other opportunities as well.
Great information, Jackie. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Jackie Mankin joining us again. She is the VA Healthcare for Eastern Kansas Health Promotion Director, talking about flu.